Glamorous country music queens, tempestuous young divas, struggling up-and-comers. These are the fictional characters in the TV drama Nashville.
There's nothing left for me here. I gotta start someplace else.
Maddie is never gonna stop watching.
The show is filmed in Nashville, which is enjoying a boom from the show's popularity here and abroad. From Nashville Public Radio, Emily Siner reports.
My name's Barry. I'm gonna be your tour guide today for the ABC Nashville Tour. Just so we're all clear, everybody does watch the TV show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so anybody that doesn't, let me know so you can get off right now. Okay?
Barry Balthrop is driving around the city in a bus filled with tourists. They're all here because they adore the TV show Nashville and want to see where the action happens. He drives past houses and bars that are shown in the series and plays the original music featured on the show. People on the bus come from Louisiana, California, even as far as Bulgaria, like 24-year-old Mira Andreeva.
I'm extremely fond of American culture. Like, that's not very typical for Bulgarian people, but I like country music. I grew up listening to Johnny Cash.
The bus passes by obscure places and sites of more dramatic moments, like the marriage proposal between two main characters at the end of season two.
And I was hoping that you would do me the great honor. Allow me to become your ball and chain.
And it was right out there on that field that Luke proposed to Raina out there on that field. Now, was everybody happy with her decision?
Oh. Herb and Jana Cassidy from Ohio are also on the bus.
I started talking about this because of the show a year or so ago to her.
It piqued my curiosity about the city because I love country music, and then you start seeing the drama and everything unfold. So it was really cool.
It's like a national commercial, and actually international commercial every week.
That's Dina Ivey with the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. Ivey says about half the tourists the CVC surveyed had seen the series, and those who did tended to stay a little longer and spend a little more. One of the key places in the series is the Bluebird Cafe. It's a music venue where famous singers have been discovered both on the TV show and in real life. Manager Elliot Duke says popularity has skyrocketed since the show began.
Oh, yeah, it's like being in a fishbowl when you're working in here. You know, people are like tapping on the window or knocking, wanting to buy a T-shirt or just trying to peek in. So, yeah, it's funny.
The relationship between the city and the show isn't always so dewy-eyed. At the end of seasons one and two, show executives reportedly threatened to take production elsewhere. For season three, the city and state ended up giving the show $8 million in cash to keep it in Nashville. And there's another threat. TV shows end. Viewership has gone down with each season premiere. Kate Kleinrock with Gray Line of Tennessee, the company behind the bus tours, says that would hurt.
It would dramatically impact tourism here in Nashville and in Tennessee, truly, because a lot of our tourists are drive-in tourists, and so they drive across state.
Bus driver Barry Balthrop gets nervous just thinking about the show ending.
Oh, I would hate that. I tell people on the bus they can't do that because I can't afford the therapy I'd have to go through if they did that. Because I've gotten caught up in the show, too.
Dina Ivey with the Convention and Visitors Corporation is hoping for syndication so the series continues to air, even if it's canceled. And Disney just created a vacation package in Nashville inspired by the TV drama. Weekends in September 2015 are already almost sold out, which means that tourists will be in Nashville next fall, even if the show isn't. For NPR News, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.